Ya Allah, grant me anything that is most pleasing.
Many narrations, the severity of the Day of Judgment has been mentioned. Things like the ground made of copper, the sun being at a very close distance above our heads, and that people will be sweating profusely due to their sins and drowning in their sweat. If we want to have relief from the Day of Judgment, then the Prophet ﷺ has given us some guidance for this. The Prophet of Allah ﷺ, he says, ثَلَاثَةٌ تَحْتَ ذِلِّ عَرْشِ اللَّهِ يَوْمَ لَا ذِلَّ إِلَّا ذِلُّهُ, that there will be three people under the shade of the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on that day when there is no other shade than the throne of Allah. Number one, مَنْ فَرَّجَ عَنْ مَكُرُوبِ أُمَّتِي, the one who removes a difficulty of a ummati. So someone that removes the difficulty of an ummati, he will be under the shade of the throne of Allah on the Day of Judgment. Number two, وَمَنْ أَحْيَى سُنَّتِي, the one who revives my sunnah. So we need to revive the sunnah of the Holy Prophet ﷺ. Try to act upon the traditions of the Prophet ﷺ to be under the shade of the throne of Allah. And number three, وَمَنْ أَكْثَرَ صَلَاةَ عَلَيَّ, and the one who recites Durood-e Pak, Salat upon the Prophet ﷺ in abundance, he will be under the shade of the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on that day when there is no other shade than the shade of the throne of Allah. So try to act upon this and be a benefit for you on the Day of Judgment. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.